Good evening and welcome to the Energy Overview. I'm Ace tonight, and of course with tonight is Techie Cho. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
Kind of excited. I mean, we're into a new month. It's like, you know, the last month of the quarter. Then we add in, you know, some other awesome things that have occurred within the last, 24 hours.
Basically. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of things took a quick change over the weekend. So, all good things.
Yeah. You know, the baristas know we're not ready to announce it yet to the public, but something new's about to come this way.
It is. That isn't a cat.
Right.
Same cat. No new cats.
We are done with cats.
Oh.
Glad you're dead. There we go. And save her hate mail, I just send her to her bed.
Yes. She is fine. She is safe.
Yep.
She'll come back and want to do it again.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Get the Patreon out.
Make sure our Patreons can get in and see us.
Yes. Yeah, because YouTube sucks at notification.
It does.
There we go. There's that. We don't want to close you. But it's been busy. It's been a very busy Psychic Saturday, y'all. It was a lot of fun and a lot of joy. Oh, I'm liking this background for March.
I know, right?
Yeah, for y'all that hasn't noticed, I've been changing the background.
He's been finding some cool new ones for us.
Yeah.
You know. That way all the energy overviews don't sit there and just kind of
blend together.
All your same wonderful energy overview, just a slightly different look, so you know that we did not sit down on one day
and record a year's worth.
Record all of them. Yes, we are live.
We are live, but you also can come back and watch the replay. This one's called Moon Over Spring. Yeah. All right. So, first, I'm heating the cards up. Let's delve into March's astrology, and then we'll get to your Sun Signs tarot readings.
All right. Good deal.
Leading in, March 1st starts off hot and heavy. The Sun is in Pluto, sextiling or pissing off Jupiter and Taurus. Get ready to say, right rabbit, the first thing in the morning as you're starting this month with a very lucky aspect. This day is windfalls of things you want to happen, just like magic.
There we go. Well, March 9th, Mercury enters Aries. The planet communication will be in fiery Aries for longer than usual this year, making our words bold and powerful. This is a great time to talk the talk and walk the walk to get things done. However, make sure your hot temper doesn't burn bridges.
Very true. You got to watch those bridges because they can get quite fiery. Mm-hmm. All right. Then we move into March 10th. New moon in Pisces. Today you can feel like we're in a dream, as this is an imaginative new moon that can help us see all the possibilities of the world. A great time to tap into our own subconscious mind and call upon our spirit guides as we enter this lunar cycle. What would you like if there was no limits?
So then the very next day, March 11th, Venus enters Pisces. The planet of love and beauty swims happily in the romantic and imaginative sign of the fish. Over the next few weeks, we all become starry-eyed lovers as we spend time nurturing relationships to grow and develop during the spring. Feed your fantasies.
Make sure they're good fantasies. Plan them all out. Mm-hmm. All right. Then we move into March 19th. Sun enters Aries, spring equinox, astrological new year. And oh yeah, let's throw in Ostara while we're at it.
Let's just do all the things.
Yeah. You know, I think also that's when there is a gallery reading scheduled to happen. Ooh. So let's delve into that. Happy astrological new year, everyone. As the sun enters the fiery passion Aries, we move away from the cold winter and planting the seeds of opportunity that grow and bloom over the spring. Be bold about it if you want it to come forth this season.
Oh, yes. So March 22nd, Mars enters Pisces. We're fighting shadows and our own inner demons over the next several weeks when Mars enters fanatical Pisces. While things seem calm on the outside, our internal struggles go to the core as we try to figure out who we really are and what we truly desire. Not an easy quest.
No. Then, you know, the moon decides to get spicy. March 25th is the full moon eclipse in Libra. Lunar eclipse in the cooperative Libra allows us to shed our ego, competitive stakes, and codependent relationships as we look for balance in all parts of our life.
And then March 29th, Pallas retrograde in Sagittarius. Pallas retrograde can put our planning and projects to a halt, and we'll have to stay grounded instead of taking off with our bright ideas. Over the next several weeks, it's important to look before you leap and rethink your big plans and ideas, as there may be a blind spot that you've overlooked.
Very interesting that that's also, you know, when we're going to be closing quarters for those doing the HP 90, and you're actually going to be reviewing your goals and your big plan. You might need some whiteout.
You might.
Then on March 31st, Vesta enters Cancer. The asteroid of the sacred flame is keeping the home fires burning over the next several weeks in nurturing Cancer. Now it's time to build a stable foundation for ourselves and our loved ones as we put down sacred roots.
Ah, it's going to be quite the month.
It is going to be very much quite the month. Alrighty then. Okay, so let's go over how we do this. Mm-hmm. What we do is we cover your love, your money, and your career by your sun sign. I recommend going and watching your moon sign too if you're just spot checking the chapters. But I reckon, you know, that way you can see what's going on in March, which is going to be an eventful month.
Absolutely. So first up out of the gate, unsurprising to anyone, is Aries, March 21st to April 20th.
Yes. Happy early birthday, Aries. We'll be back to see you during your Aries season. All right. Ooh, Aries. First up in your love life, we have the devil. Now, normally this can be addiction, problems, but when it hits that love cycle, we turn up the heat a little. You know, instead of looking at horns and a, you know, an awful demon here, I love the deck that has him as someone clad in leather and carrying a whip. That'll give you a little bit more idea of what your love life looks like this year, this month. In your money sector, you got to listen to the gossip, talk the talk, and understand the walk with the page of cups going on here. Control your emotions though, Aries. And in your career, we are the page of wands. You're going to be exploring new ideas, thinking about new philosophical ideas that could occur. All right. So it's going to be a real fun month for Aries.
Oh, yes. Definitely sounds like it. So what's up for Taurus, April 21st to May 20th?
Hello, Taurus. How are you doing, our little bulls? Interesting. All right. So in your love sector, we have the star card. You're looking for guidance. You're trying to find out what you want there. Exactly what type of relationship do you want? But then when we go to your money sector, you need to keep it simple. Taurus, I know you're great at figuring out what the best interest rate is for the highest dividend pay. Keep it simple this month. And when we look at your work life, there are things about your work you don't want to see. You don't want to know. You didn't happen. Just keep your head down and move on forward.
Hey, sometimes it is the best way to be at work.
It is.
All right. Well, let's keep him working with Gemini, May 21st to June 21st.
Awesome. Ooh, Gemini, Gemini, Gemini. First up in your love life, you're only questioning what you got. It's what you want. It's where you want it. It's, you know, what have you built here? In your money sector, we have the Tower. This is a massive reset to your financial situation. I can see why. This will have you. You're going to have to work your way through it. And also, Gemini, in your career sector, we have the Moon card. Everything's scary to you. You're probably going to be either quitting your job or running away from it. One of the two.
Oh dear. That's quite the Gemini month.
Yes, they're not going to have a good time.
Well, maybe we'll have some fun in the sun with Cancer, June 22nd to July 22nd.
Yeah. Hi, Devin.
Hey, Devin.
All right, let's see how Cancer is going to do. And then we'll take a break. All right. Oh, Cancer, in your love life, it's time to get back to the traditional values, views for your relationship, be locking down, being the leader there. In your money sector, you have a new financial opportunity. Time to chase that money. In your career sector, it shows you walking away from things that aren't helping you to build on the things you want.
Okay, sounds like a great time for a break there.
Yes.
Are you ready for an enchanting journey of self-discovery and empowerment? Dive into the mystical world of Wicca with our courses guided by Lord Aeson Knight. Unveil Wicca's secrets, explore fundamental principles, and delve into essential topics like deity relationships and the purpose of rituals. Aeson Knight, a third-degree high priest, shares his wisdom through life coaching lessons, guiding you towards a brighter future. Step into the inner circle of enlightenment. Enroll today to embark on a journey toward a more empowered you. Click the link to take your first step into the magical circle.
Ready to join the Psychic Coffee Shop Network? By becoming our patron, you'll unlock exclusive content from Aeson Knight, host of the Psychic Coffee Shop podcast and co-host of the Mountain Bears podcast, alongside the tech-savvy Techie Joe. Choose from subscription options ranging from $1, $1, $5, to $20 per month, supporting us in covering production costs and beyond. Depending on your subscription level, enjoy discounts on private readings, free access to classes and special events, behind-the-scenes extras, and the chance to participate in station meetings. Plus, you'll get early access to new content and the opportunity to shape future topics. We'll acknowledge your support in the credits of our videos. Don't wait. Brew some magic and join us today as a valued member. Link in the show description. Aeson Knight, your gateway to a transformed life. In a world where anyone can claim to be a life coach, Aeson stands out as a true professional with the skills and qualifications to guide you on your journey to success. So why invest in a personal life coach? Let's explore the game-changing benefits Aeson brings to the table. Ever find it hard to stay committed to change on your own? Aeson's expertise ensures you stay on track. With him as your coach, that internal drive kicks in, motivating you to keep your promises and achieve your goals. Making a change is tough, but Aeson makes it 1,000 times easier. He's your unwavering support, guiding you through challenges, pushing you beyond your limits, and believing in you even when you doubt yourself. Friends are great, but they may not always want to see you succeed. Aeson, on the other hand, is dedicated solely to your success. He removes negativity and limiting beliefs, giving you the tailored support you need. Forget endless hours deciphering advice from books and videos. Aeson is your shortcut to effective change. He saves you time and money by offering personalized attention, guiding you toward the tools and lessons that will truly work for you. Ready for a better tomorrow? Book your discovery call with Aeson Knight now. Take the first step toward the life you've always dreamed of. Aeson Knight, your partner in transformation. Start your journey today.
All right, welcome back. All right, so let's keep on delving in.
All right, on to Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. Yes.
Right, Leo. Ooh, you're doing good, doing good. Leo, your money situation, it's just falling in on you. Things will start improving, getting a lot better for you. Things will start building up. However, in your money situation, you need to be focusing. Focusing on what you want, how you want it. You've got a lot of emotional issues you're going to have to be diplomatic on when it comes to finances. And your work, let's face it, Leos, it's not really what you want to do. But for now, it's covering where you're at. It's going to take you a little bit to get to where you want to be, but you'll get there just fine.
Okay, so Leos are going to keep paying the bills, and we're going to hop over to Virgos. August 23rd to September 22nd.
All right, Virgos. You've had it rough. Ooh, interesting. Interesting. Okay, first up out of the gate. Your relationships. It's time for some playtime, some fun time. It's time to go enjoy. Take some adventure. We're going to have warmer weather. Virgos, get them out of the house and go do something with that energy. With your money, we have the Ace of Wands here. It's something new, something to give you a new idea about. And then we have the Lover's card hit in your career. You're going to team up and make a partnership that's going to be profitable for you, Virgos. Hold on to it.
All right, well, teamed up on this one are Libras, September 22nd to October 22nd.
Hello, our massive mastery of balance. How you doing? Okay, so when looking at relationships, Libras, you're just leaving it alone. You're walking away. You're like, nope, I ain't got time to deal with you. And your money situation, yeah, it might be good time to play some gambling or, you know, play with the chance of fate because you're going to need a little help, but fate's taking the wheel there. And in your career sector, they're reminding you to keep it simple. You can't do everything for everyone, so just keep the basics going.
All right, well, let's keep it going on over to Scorpio, October 23rd to November 22nd.
All right, Scorpios. Scorpio, really? Honey, I design a coupon code for Scorpios. First up, we have your relationship. You feel left out, worn out, tired, and you're sick of their shit. You're also tired with Ten of Swords here, with your money being in the toilet. Like, your accounts ain't in positive. They're in negative balance this month, all month long. Then we look at your job sector. No one's listening to you, Scorpios. They're tired of it. They ain't paying attention to your billion-dollar ideas, so write them down and use them yourself.
All right, so it sounds like that code for Scorpio needs to be tired.
Yes.
Tired. All right, so while they get some reprieve with you, let's hit Sagittarius, November 23rd to December 21st.
Okay. Okay, Sagittarians, you got major moves this month. First up, we have the World card. Your love is reinventing itself. It's coming into a new balance. Your money, you're taking a deeper look at. You're making sure you're using it where you want to use it. And your job, well, fate's got its hands on the wheel, and you need to be looking at opportunities and taking them when your number hits.
All right, that wheel keeps popping up. So let's steer on over to Capricorn, December 22nd to January 20th.
Hello, my little Capricorns. You guys been having it, haven't you? Especially with some of the TikTok sounds coming out, going, mm-hmm. We can tell who's got a body buried in their basement. Interesting. All right. So in your love life, you're going to be working on trying to get your balance together with the star card. You're going to be asking, is this your divine pattern? Is this where you want things to be at? In your financial situation, we have the judgment card here. You need to be making better choices with your money. Don't be spending your tax refunds insanely. Keep it neutral and balanced. In your career sector, we have the Ace of Cups. You're going to find a new passion, Capricorns, and this passion will lead to something more financially benefiting you.
All right. Well, I am passionate about going over to Aquarius January 21st to February 19th.
Okay, Aquarians, how are we? You guys have been getting it rough here lately. You know, Pluto moved into your house sign, which makes you question everything about yourself and dragging out all those dirty little secrets that you keep locked away. Let's see what your relationships are going to be like. All right, so your relationships, we're keeping it simple. Guys, it's going to be a nice, simple, do not complicate anything, no barriers, just be relaxed in your relationships this month. When you look at your finances, you're going to have to actually stand up and rule them. You're going to have to go, nope, the rent needs to be 3/4 of my pay, the car payment can only be 2%, you know, put in all those rules so that you can get your finances in order, Aquarius, because we do have financial opportunities coming to you in your career sector.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great opportunity to round this out and go to Pisces, February 20th to March 20th.
Yes. Hello, Pisces. How are you? You enjoying your dreaminess going on? Okay. So first up in your love life, we have the Chariot. You're either in a relationship or you're going to be getting into one where they like to parade you around and show you off. And, you know, that's going to make you feel really good and help those self-esteem issues been going on. In your financial sector, we have the Knight of Wands. And when the Knight of Wands hits your financial sector, it's time for you to learn about money and really delve into it. However, in your career sector, you're going to be missing your old job. You're going to be wanting a job that you had before. Let it go. Work for something new.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to let it go.
Yes. All right. So this is going to be an interesting month for everybody. But watch and give extra care to your Scorpio friends. They're going to be really having it hard.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Scorpio needs a nap.
They need a nap. They need fuzzy slippers. They need a good strong drink or two, and to be left in the corner.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yep. All right. So guys, I take appointments every day. You can get your own personal reading by visiting me at aceandnight.com. You can also tune into the Psychic Coffee Shop here. We're on air in this location Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays normally. I'm over on Modern Spiritualist at 5 p.m. on Mondays.
All righty. We are here often.
Yes.
Well, because so that we can be here, we do have to thank some supporters. Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devin. If you'd like to learn more about us, the show, or how you too can become a Patreon sponsor and receive all the wonderful benefits our baristas receive, please visit us at PCSPnetwork.com.
Yes, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow at 8 p.m. for Psychic the Plans. Let's get this week into dynamic. Good night, y'all.
Good night.